I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1974. That was the day that workers at Farrah Manufacturing finally ratified its first contract. Workers went on strike in May of 1972, demanding union recognition. Owner Willie Farrah had said he'd rather die than have his company go union. It was said that he rode his bicycle through the plant screaming, "Work faster! Work faster!" Management had imposed increasingly unattainable production quotas that bred dangerous working conditions until finally the workers had had enough. The organizing drive to bring the American Clothing Workers of America began in 1969. It spread to 5 plants throughout El Paso, Texas. Workers often met in secret. Though male cutters had initially sought out representation with the ACWA, the workforce was overwhelmingly comprised of Mexican-American women. The workers staged a walkout in March of 1972, and many were fired on the spot. By May of that year, the firing of workers at the San Antonio plant for union activity prompted a strike. Declared an unfair labor practice strike, the AFL-CIO began a national boycott campaign of Farrah products. The ACWA organized public support and strike relief. Women strikers embarked on a nationwide speaking tour as part of the Justice at Farrah Strikers Committee to build the boycott and public support. By early 1974, the NLRB ordered the workers to be reinstated and union organizing to go forward. The contract included wage increases, seniority rights and job security, and grievance procedures. But long-term lessons of the strike proved that the work of organizing could never stop with winning recognition and a first contract. Workers continued to battle for years against quotas, firings, and weak representation in a historically right-to-work state.